So, hello, welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And I'm really excited to introduce you to Dr. Anthony Mattis, who's joining us today, not only with his Dr. Anthony Mattis persona, but I understand there's something else sneaking up and creeping in that's a lot of fun for us to share with you today. So welcome, Anthony, and where are you? Where am I talking to you from? Where are you?
Hi, Erica. Thank you for having me on. I am in Bluffton, South Carolina. Can you believe that?
Oh,
I'm a Jersey
gosh.
Boy living in the South.
So South Carolina,
that's
right. Yeah, how fun. So tell me a little bit about, let's see, I like to throw people like big hairy problems right at the beginning. Kind of like keep it light.
So I like it. I like
bigger
hairy.
What do I do if I want to make a difference in the world, but I'm like stuck? Like I don't know where to get started. Like I have all these skills and all these capacities and they're all kind of showing up and fighting for each other. But I'm still kind of like, you know, what can I do to get started to get through that kind of, I just kind of saw that my audience was kind of showing me this kind of cloud of, I'm not sure what to do next.
I love that question. And it's funny because I actually have this thing on my website that's called Getting Clear. So the biggest thing is I always ask myself when I have all those different thoughts rolling around in my head and it's so cloudy and you can't see, the forest through the trees, if you will. It's like, one of the questions that I ask myself is, if time and money wasn't an issue, what would I actually be choosing right now?
If time and money wasn't an issue, time and money, okay,
yeah,
was not an issue, what would I choose right now? That was a really interesting question. I just wanted to kind of like give it a little more space because it was really interesting.
Yeah, because a lot of times we use money and time or time and money as reasons for why we can't actually pursue or choose the things that we actually would like to choose, be, and do in this world. And so that was not acceptable. That wasn't an acceptable reality for me because one of the biggest excuses I hear from my clients is either A, I don't have enough money, or B, I don't have the time. I'm 40 years old now, or I'm 50 years old now. And, I went to college for this particular degree. I can't just throw that all away. Or I have this great job with great benefits and it pays really well, but I'm completely miserable.
Right.
And, and it's like, okay, well, if time and money wasn't an issue, what would you actually
be doing?
And it opens up this space in their world and they get super excited. And it's like, and then they start talking about their ideas and their dreams and their visions and all that stuff. And I'm like, okay, cool. So what's stopping you? And then you start to see the excuses come back into the equation. And so what I invite people to do is after they ask that question is make a list, start writing it down. Because when you write it down and get it out of your head and you actually put it on paper, you're obviously involving more senses too, but it's like you can actually see it and you actually start to see what it is that you truly desire and what you like to create and while you're here. And so, So then I actually start sifting through the things that actually really matter most to them. And it's funny because that's also some of where you get the cloudy points of view or the fog, if you will, because so many of us have all these points of view about what we should be doing, how we should be doing it, when we should be doing it.
Right.
That if you can actually remove all that stuff out of the way and get really clear as to what actually matters to you most.
Right when you said that, I got this picture of like how we can use other people to kind of lock us into things that they would like us to do or they would like us to see or they enjoy the fact that we do this or do that. But when something else is beckoning you loudly, it's like almost your responsibility in a sense to take some cues from that and to look at if you define yourself differently enough.
Yeah.
If you keep defining yourself differently enough with all those shoulds, and the shoulds are so sneaky, aren't they? They're so sneaky. Oh. They're just those little points of view, those little, when you said it, I could almost picture them kind of like creeping in almost like silt in a river, like just like blocking the life force, you know?
Well, yeah, totally. They're so insidious and insidious that it's like they come in, they're like a little cancer cell that starts off really small and it grows into this big tumor and stuff, and it really clouds your judgment. And it's like, after a while, you do have to ask, like one of the tools we learn in Access Consciousness is to always ask, okay, who does this belong to? Who does this point of view actually belong to? Is this even mine? Mm. You know, like what, you know, it's like, how much of your life are you living based on what other people thought you should be when you grow up? You know, and let's say you had a mentor along the way that you loved and respected and really helped you during a particular time in your life. And it's like, there's this point of view out there that you'd be dishonoring the mentor if you decided to go a different path, you know, right. Or your parents thought you should have been a doctor or a teacher or a lawyer. And it's like, just because I can do those things, it doesn't mean I desire to do those things.
That's so fascinating.
You got to get clear as to whose points of view are actually rolling around in your head. Are they actually yours or someone else's?
Those are such awesome tools. So it's so much fun connecting with you. And my podcast is only 8 minutes, and it would like to talk about your podcast. So oh, why don't cool. you tell us a little bit about your podcast now?
Awesome. Yeah, the podcast that I have is, it's called Consciousness with a Jersey Boy. Why? Because I'm from New Jersey. And, you know, gosh, I've been in the health and healing field for since 1987, from being a personal trainer, then to being a chiropractor, and then a holistic chiropractor, and now an Access Consciousness facilitator, where really I get to play with the areas of personal development where we get to help people break free of the things that are actually blocking them from creating the life that they would like to create. Not only helping them with the things in their bodies, but actually in life. It's like, so some of the things we were just talking about earlier is just to really help facilitate people to have more of themselves. And so Consciousness with the Jersey Boy sort of became initially a platform for me to be me.
Yeah.
I am from New Jersey.
A little bit.
Yeah. To cut loose, you know, I'm Italian. My mother was born in Italy. She came off the boat literally with my grandmother when she was 6 years old. But for some reason, you know, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, he's like, dude, he's like, you keep hiding yourself from the rest of the world because you're trying to like put out this like professional guy image.
Yeah.
When that's not even who you are. So it's like, I kind of been brainwashed by university and colleges and, you know, the academia world to, you have to be this professional guy and all that, when that's not really me. It's like, yeah, I can deliver the goods, but it's like, if I have to deliver it in a way that sounds professional, I become boring guy. Even my kids are like, dad, you're so boring when you become Dr. Anthony Mattis. I can't even stand listening to you. And I'm like,
the
you know what, son?
I can't. Jersey Boy has a little more fun.
I'm like, I can't listen to myself either. So it's like, I created this concept of the Jersey Boy, and maybe I curse a little bit. I'm very ADD on it. I kind of like go off on different tangents, but they all come back to the initial point of the call. And it's really designed to give people tools to create a greater, better life, whatever you want to call it, to get their heads out of their asses and really start living for themselves and get more in touch with who they are.
Awesome. Well, it was so much fun having you. So go and check out the podcast. Go to iTunes, subscribe so it pops into your phone every day. It's Consciousness with a Jersey Boy. Is that what
you got it. Yeah.
And then what's your regular website for Dr. Anthony Mattis? Just in case some people are kind of drawn to that person. You never know. Let's give them that choice.
It's the www.dr for Dr. Anthony Mattis.com. And there's lots of fun, yummy stuff. And, you know, it shows videos and our story and as a family and everything we've been through and what we've come through and how we've outcreated all the crap we've been through as a family. So that's awesome. Fun on the website. So
thank you for coming. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thanks, Erica.